Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning bulletin, I am Matsina. Lok Sabha MP and Disha chairperson for Kohima, S. Supong Meran Jameer, highlighted the importance of Disha in reviewing government schemes and enhancing departmental coordination for effective grassroots service delivery. Speaking at the Disha meeting held at the DC's conference hall yesterday, Mr. Jameer urged government officials and nominated members to work collectively to ensure development initiatives reach the intended beneficiaries. He assured that genuine concerns would be raised with relevant ministries. MP Jameer also stressed active participation in monitoring schemes. Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum called for sincere collaboration to ensure real impact from development programs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The PM said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad yesterday. The PM assured that the government is dedicated to ensuring a dignified life for every section of the society. He highlighted that easing the lives of the urban poor remains a top government priority.
आपको बार-बार वादा करता हूं सरकार लघु उद्यमियों का किसानों का पशुपालकों का कभी भी अहित नहीं होने देंगी दबाव कितना ही क्यों ना आए हम झेलने की अपनी ताकत बढ़ाते जाएंगे
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह हैज लैश्ड आउट एट opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed.
कोई मुख्यमंत्री, कोई प्रधानमंत्री या कोई मंत्री जेल में रहकर सरकार चला सकता है क्या? इस देश के लोकतंत्र के लिए शोभारूप है क्या? हम मल्टी पार्टी पार्लियामेंट्री डेमोक्रेटिक सिस्टम में हैं। जब आपके पास सदन में बहुमत होता है, एक मुख्यमंत्री को किसी भी कारण से जेल में जाना पड़ा 30 दिन तक जमानत नहीं हुई तो अब वो पदमुक्त हो जाएंगे परंतु उनका बहुमत तो बना रहेगा जैसे ही मुक्त होंगे वो फिर से मुख्यमंत्री बन सकते हैं
He termed the protests by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. Mr. Shah highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill. Kohima District has made steady strides in welfare, health and rural development as highlighted during the Disha meeting held yesterday. The Social Welfare Department reported that over 7,800 elderly, widows and persons with disabilities received pension support under National Social Assistance Program in 2023-24, while 830 unique disability ID cards were issued. The District Child Protection Unit handled 161 cases through the Child Helpline under Mission Vatsalya and 348 Anganwadi centres served over 12,000 beneficiaries. The District Hub for Empowerment of Women reported 409 children enrolled in the PALNA scheme and 1,938 women receiving maternity benefits under Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana, amounting to 67.89 lakh rupees. The Sakhi One Stop Center has supported 175 women since 2016 in sanitation. 88% of villages are now open defecation free plus. Under the Jal Jeevan Mission, 91% of households have tap water connections, with full coverage targeted by December 2025. On the rural development front, Kohima generated 1.66 lakh person days under MGNREGA in financial year 2025-26. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, 455 of 689 targeted houses have been completed. The traffic on National Highway 2 near Tsesema Basa has led to the complete blockage of the highway. The Deputy Commissioner of Kohima in the traffic advisory notified that the road from High Court Junction, Merema, Naglan University Campus, Tsesema Basa, near 5 Sector Assam Rifles, Koinonia Prayer Center Junction, will serve as an alternative route for light motor vehicles. However, due to the narrow passage of the alternative route, traffic for heavy vehicles, including those bound for Manipur and Dimapur, will be regulated by the traffic police after assessing the condition of the road. This order is being issued to ensure public safety and to facilitate the smooth execution of emergency operations and restoration work. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad yesterday after lifting a total weight of 193 kg in women's 48 kg category. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that northeastern region is expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall over the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in parts of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.